Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So how are you feeling?
Feel good. Feel really good. I mean, been back at practice a couple days now, and I'm feeling really good. Feeling ready to go. So whenever the team gives me a chance, I'll be ready to go.
What's it like, Eric? I mean, obviously, your last time out, it was just an unfortunate series of events, then the injury. How have you sort of dealt with the frustration, I guess?
It's definitely been frustrating. I mean, it's been frustrating all year, kind of. We get playing first a little bit, then we go through a bunch of injuries, and I get injured out for a while, come back, start feeling good, and then that game happens and get hurt again. So, I mean, definitely getting frustrated, but, I mean, you just got to stay positive and stay in the process. Like, I mean, Kevin and Donnie always say.
In your view, how important is it to get a couple of games in here before the end of the year so you have some good to carry into the off season?
No, for sure. And not only that, but, I mean, we're still a couple – I mean, it's tough, but we're still in it. We got to win some hockey games here, and then you never know. I mean, we're still looking for a playoff spot. We're still looking to battle as hard as we can.
You said a couple of weeks ago you felt like you did in whatever, late October, just getting that groove back after, you know, 2 weeks off, after a weird game. I mean, are you confident you can have it here soon?
I feel really good in practice still. I felt really good in practice for the day before the Dallas game. That's hockey. That's sometimes how hockey goes. And, I mean, the funny thing was that game was 5-3 in the third period, 11 minutes left, and we had a chance to – we're looking pretty good, and then kind of went off the rails. But, I mean, no, I feel good. I feel like I have throughout the start of the year, right before that game, when I was on that four-game win streak, I feel like I'm playing good hockey practice. I feel sharp. I feel pretty dialed in.
How weird was that Dallas game? Because, I mean, you made 39 saves. It was very odd. I mean, with
yeah.
Playing in it.
It was strange because, I mean, I stopped the first four breakaways of the game, so I was like, I felt pretty good, and then they just started scoring. And that's, they have a good hockey team. They kind of like Donnie. I think Donnie talked about it. They wore us out, and I think they wore this the whole team down. They started getting some chances, and they're a team that if you give them a lot of chances, they're going to score. Like, that's the way the hockey is nowadays. You give teams chances, and unfortunately, I mean, lately the teams have been scoring us a little bit more. I think we're pressing a little hard, and I think we're going to figure that out. I think we're going to come together as a group here and really start battling and start playing some good hockey, winning some games. I mean, we're young, we're learning, and that's just the main thing.
What's it like to get started, like just starting from the beginning of the season, get ready, get into the season, then injury, then, okay, be out, have to restart that process again, and then do it again in the season?
It's not fun. I mean, I've never really been injured. Like, first time I was injured since I was 17 years old is this year. I mean, so I've never really missed time. So for me, it's always hard to come back, and it's hard to get back in that rhythm and the groove again. So for myself, it's just, I mean, trying to stay with it and battle as hard as can every single practice.
As you guys look at it, though, do you all look at it as it's everybody? It's not just goaltending. It's not just defensemen. It's not just forwards. It's not just five-man unit. Do you look at it as just right now it's everything?
It really is everything right now. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's like, I mean, look at the games, and, I mean, you always want to stop pucks. Yeah, we want to stop every single shot. Defensemen want to not give up 2-on-1s, breakaways. Yes, they don't want to do that. Players want to score in every shot. That's just the way it is. It's all of us. I mean, it's all of us as a team. We're a team, and we're collective as a group, and we want to be better as a group together. And, I mean, that's the way it's always been. We're doing things as a group. We're struggling as a group right now. We're going to succeed as a group. It's never just one guy when we're doing good. It's never just one guy when we're doing bad. It's our whole team together.
Mentally, what have you learned about yourself in this cycle of adversity? Like you said, being injured for the first time in so long and having to go through it, have you honed in any sort of mental practices, or what has kind of kept you so focused?
I think just every single day. I just try to do the best I can be every single day, and that's all I can control. I think, I mean, last year was a big... I had a good season last year, but it didn't matter if I had a good game or bad game. I just go to the rink with the same attitude to just be the best I can be that day, and I think that's just the way I want to continue it. Just process, very, very process-oriented, really making sure that I'm just, whatever I'm doing, I'm just dialed in for that moment, that day, and just really focusing on, okay, what can I do to get better today? What can I do to help the team out today? And that's just kind of what I've been doing and what I stick to.
You've had some interesting seasons personally, just playing for three teams and moving around. Where does this season rank in your career as far as whatever, difficulty or unusualness?
Difficult, yes, but nice because I was in the same spot all year, so that's kind of nice. I didn't have to move around. My wife was happy. My dog was happy, so that's all good. So, but for myself, it's definitely been difficult, definitely harder, so it's just about, like I said, just battling every single day and working hard every single day, trying to achieve what I can achieve every single day and staying really focused in the process as much as I can and just control what I can control, being a good human being, being a good person, and just trying to be myself. And I can't deviate from that. And at the end of the day, all I can really do is do the best I can do, and I'm going to do that every single night for this team and for the fans, and that's all we can really do is each other.
What's your support? Who's your support system? Or how do you do that?
Well, my wife. I'm honestly, like, it's funny to say, but this team is we're all support system for each other. It's by far the closest team I've ever been on in my life. It doesn't matter who, like, we talk about everything. Everything's open. Everything's a discussion. Everything's like, hey, let's do this as a group. Hey, if we're doing bad, it's as a group. If we're doing good, it's as a group. It's like, hey, how do we dial in together and be great teammates to each other? And I think being able to talk to those guys and air out our feelings and talk about things that are going wrong or right, you don't have that a lot of teams, and we're very fortunate what we have, and it's special, and it's going to be special in the future.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.